Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Divine Manifesting Show with Christy Whitman and Rebecca Grotto. Hey, Rebecca.
Hey, Christy. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you. How are you?
I am doing so well.
Good.
Thank you for asking. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, today is September 11th, and so there's a lot of emotions that come up with today, obviously. And it is the, what Karen Wilson was talking about is the close of the solar eclipse. So hopefully that funky energy that a lot of us have been going through for the past 2 weeks has cleared up, and we can come out with that kind of, you know, past the growth period, past the funky energy, living life even better and fuller than we were before. I know we both were affected by that, and so it feels good to have that completed.
Yeah, it really does feel like what we've been releasing, it's now time to reclaim, receive all the good stuff after all that we've let go of and released. And I know we've been through huge growth periods. I like to call them growth periods because mine are pretty gross.
Yeah.
I don't know about the whole growth part. Mine was very gross, though. So it feels really good to feel like, oh, my gosh, the sun is finally breaking through.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It always feels so good when you get to the other end. So.
Exactly.
But with that, I thought it would be a great opportunity to bring in someone that I actually was introduced to through the Internet, and his name is Joffrey, and he and his partner, Margot, have a website called Enlightened Beings, and they just have really beautiful work. I've actually downloaded meditations from them before. They just do a lot of really wonderful newsletters and things on self-love, which, you know, you and I are doing a major teleseminar on Thursday on self-love, especially for women. And if you do want to sign up for that, our listeners, they can go to ChristyWhitman.com. But I just thought it would be really great, especially on today of all days, to really learn how to bring in more things into your life. And, of course, this is the Divine Manifesting Show. So I would like to welcome to the show Joffrey.
Hello.
Hi, Joffrey. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Well, thank you so much for being on our show.
Oh, well, I'm so privileged.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to create Enlightened Beings? And I know you speak a lot on, you know, manifesting and, you know, just a lot of different things like that. So why don't you go ahead and kind of give us your background?
Okay. Well, I guess to start off, I was kind of pulled to go see a teacher in India. His name was Papaji, and this was in 1995. And basically, this man awakened me to a place where I've never experienced such a connection with the universe, such a divine, intimate connection, meaning I felt completely held and loved and supported in every way, as far as every thought, every desire, any feeling that I had. It was absolutely perfect. And I understood later that this was a experience they called samadhi in India, and it's a kind of an ancient it's a word that describes this unification with the divine. And this experience was something that was given to me by him, and it was like it kind of blew my mind apart, so that there was nothing of me left. There was just a sense of a feeling of being in a sense of oneness. There's a absolute state of oneness with everybody and everything. And so no matter where I went or where I who I talked to, there was this immediate recognition of the God source in them and in myself. There was no separation. There was no ego. There was no me that was feeling like I'm separate, or I'm somebody who has an agenda, that I have desires, that I have anything that's separate. There was just this sense of complete oneness. And so with that experience, so many things opened up. There was always a constant communication with the universe, no matter if I was, you know, in front of a TV commercial or, you know, on the radio or whatever. I mean, through the media, I mean, there was always a connection with the divine. The divine was always speaking to me and through me and about me, whoever me was, right? There was this kind of unfolding of me, and understanding that there's no separation between me and this God source. So So all of this unfolded in a way where I realized that, you know, each of us has this potentiality to awaken this enlightened nature, which is our true self. It's our real self. There's nothing fancy or weird about it or different. It's just our most natural self when we really come home to our essence, to the very core of our being.
Absolutely.
And when we really relax and rest in the very core of our self, there's this natural knowingness that we are connected intimately with the divine. So all this unfolded into enlightenedbeings.com, and I think it was about the year 2000 where we bought the web domain, and then we started to build it out, and then all of a sudden somebody from California just sent me this incredibly beautiful website. They redid the whole website, took, you know, 20 hours and just redid the whole thing, and it's funny because the, you know, a couple days before I was just asking the university, you know, I wish I had a better website. I wish somebody would help me improve it. Then all of a sudden, you know, this woman just emails this whole entire new website to me, and I was like, wow, you know, this is really real, that the universe is always listening. Mm. And then things started to unfold, and, you know, one thing after another, and I mean, it's been a constant play of interaction with the universe of saying, you know, this is what I'd like to have. And without having an agenda with it or an attachment to it, or, you know, I'm gonna only be happy when this, you know, manifests. It's like letting go of all that, just saying, you know, universe, I believe in, you know, this abundance, our natural abundance state, our, you know, our natural connection with the divine, and, you know, this is what I'd like. And that there's no attachment, I guess, is the underlying factor.
Well, just real quick, what you're talking about is, you know, what we've talked to our listeners about many times, but I can hear it in your voice, and I can feel your energy when you say it, which is very different than a lot of my clients or a lot of people that are, you know, now learning about divine manifesting and learning about the law of attraction. And, you know, we're really trying to teach and illuminate, you know, the law of attraction, of course, is important, asking for what you want, you know, declaring it, but it's also what you're speaking of. It's that allowing and really having that detachment to it, and just allowing, you know, something, this is what I'd like, but as far as, you know, the universe is concerned, bring it to me how you feel it needs to come to me, type of thing. So with that detachment and with that allowing.
Well, I think what I was hearing too, Christy, well said, you know, is that when we're in that, when we're free of ego, it's such a pure desire. I mean, the desire isn't, the wanting isn't attached to egoic needs and individual needs and our personal, you know, I've got to have this or else, like you said, Joffrey, you know, my happiness is attached to it. I think it's really aligning yourself with that place that the desire comes from such pureness. Mm. You know, it's really in helping all others. It's in sort of that unity consciousness. So I can feel your energy too, and it's so beautiful to really have that perspective. And you know, I'm curious if that, you know, is that has what that samadhi state, has it stayed with you, or did it lessen, or where are you with that now?
Well, it depends how much focus and time and energy I put into the physical world.
Mm.
You know, the more that I've got into the whole business and the businessman, the business side of life, you know, the more I'm focusing on the material world, and so it's taking more and more of that focus and that energy that is in some way, you know, it's not about the entire universe. It's not about connecting with the whole world. It's about, you know, the business side has like a goal to it, and so there's a balance with it. I'm finding that, you know, one has to or gets to find this happy spiritual medium place where they're, you know, you realize that you are a spiritual being in a physical world, you know, as well as a, you know, physical being in a spiritual world.
Right.
And
balance.
And it's like, how do we balance that, you know, so that we can, you know, not give ourselves completely over to the physical,
mm-hmm.
that we remain, we reside and we rest mm-hmm. in the spiritual essence. Because that's what I find we're manifesting actually, you know, really works.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's nothing you really need to do to manifest whatever you want. You just relax into your spiritual nature,
right.
And in that peacefulness and that essence, that power of connecting to source. It's like, mm-hmm. all your desires are already fulfilled.
Yeah, both Christy and I do light body, and they call it in our light body workshop, consciousness at rest.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's not doing anything. It's just going into that very still place.
Mm-hmm.
So it is. Yeah, that is divine manifesting.
Jeffrey, have you had interaction or training from luminescence or light body at all?
A little bit. You know, I've meditated on my own chakra system and just the energy around my body, the aura, and I guess you can call it the light body.
Mm-hmm.
But I find that there's many layers to it,
exactly.
And so it's almost like which one's, you know, is the light body the lightest body, and then the most dense is, like, what do you call that? Is that more the astral body, or?
Uh-huh. Right. Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I know all of the ancient books, you know, they speak in this in very specific terms. They have all these, you know, specific words for it, but it's kind of, I think it's more important to really experience it
mm-hmm.
for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So continue with your story. It's very interesting.
So I can back up a little bit before where this awakening began was I was living in Norway, and I went out one night, and Norway, you know, they're in Europe, you know, people stay out until 4 or 5 in the morning, you know, going to the different clubs and dancing and whatnot, and there's this one guy I met who was really depressed, and he was super, super sad. And I just connected with him on such a deep level, and he was thinking actually committing suicide that night over his girlfriend or his, you know, that he was in love with. And so he was going on and on about this, and I was just talking him out of it and saying, you know, there's so much more to live for in life, and there's so many things to be appreciative of, and there's so much ahead of you, and went on. And so I was with him for probably 4 hours.
Wow.
You know, just following from place to place and connecting with him, and he just was so detached and didn't care necessarily what I said or anything. And finally I get home, and it was like 6, 7 in the morning. I get home, and then I sleep for about a half hour, and then I get this phone call from somebody in Colorado where, you know, I'm from, and they tell me that my dad had committed suicide.
Oh my gosh,
sorry to interrupt you, but I had no idea that you and I had that connection. My sister had committed suicide.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm sorry to hear that.
It's really one of the most intense, shocking experiences of my life, you know.
Absolutely.
But I realized, like, how intimately we are connected. You know, no matter where you are in the world, it's like I was trying to save my dad
mm-hmm.
all night, because the time that he actually killed himself was almost the same time, exactly. It was, you know, we were like 7-8 hours apart, Europe and America, and there was this exact time, I figured it out, was the exact time that I was trying to save him as he was going through his process of, you know, pulling the trigger.
Wow.
And it was just so coincidental. I mean, it was. There's no way it could be a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I've never done this before in my life, and he's never. You know, there was just such a synchronicity about it, and I just realized how super intimately connected we all are.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that separates us.
Absolutely.
And so it makes me realize, you know, as far as manifesting is concerned, it's like it's the same principle. There's nothing that separates you from whatever that is that you want. That soulmate. That, you know, that financial freedom, that vacation, or whatever it is. I mean, it's just a feeling, you know, as if they're right in the room with you.
Absolutely.
You know?
I think it's just getting, what I always say is what you want wants you. It's just a matter of feeling it and connecting it, you know, connecting to it. And there's, I think, some people that are able to connect with things before it appears easier than, you know, other things. For example, maybe they're able to connect with a person, a soulmate, before they actually come into their lives. But, you know, financial freedom or, like you said, a vacation or a new car or something like that, I mean, they have a hard time connecting with that. But it is. It's truly that everything is energy, and everything is, you know, like whether it's a vacation or, you know, a dream home or whatever it is, more success in your business, that energy is out there in the universe already, and it's just a matter of you, you know, drawing it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Do you particularly have techniques that you used to work with that?
Oh, yeah. We have an entire manifesting manual. It's 260 pages long, and it's filled full of exercises, meditations, techniques. We have an 8 habits manifesting routine which is absolutely crazy phenomenal as far as results. When you get your vibration up,
mm-hmm.
I mean, miracles just start happening. I mean, you don't have to do anything. When you get your vibration really skyrocketing, there's nothing that can stop you from manifesting. We even have a guarantee that whatever it is, that your goal is a reasonable goal on some level, and you feel like you can attain it, we'll give you 90 days on this routine. If you don't attain it, we'll give your money back. Because we know that it works, and we know that if you really push your vibration past your blocks, past your I can't, and I'm not able to, and I can't imagine it, or I can't feel it, and you just keep on this routine, which is really just pumping up your positive vibe, just mm-hmm. as far as just I'm excited to be alive, and you know, feeling your goals are already here now, your dreams have already manifested, your dream life is already here now, and bringing that into, I mean, there's it's a really extensive, you know, it's many, many pages of material. I can't go explain it all.
Oh, sure.
but there's the extent of it is coming, you know, bringing it into the body on such a deep level where there's such an excitement that you carry throughout the rest of your day. And then in the evening, you sort of download that vibration into the cells of your body on a deeper level so that you can spring forth the next morning with the routine again, and then it takes you to the next step up. So it's like you're always growing. You're always ascending in your vibration, which a lot of people, you know, they'll go out and they'll go crazy on the weekend and go party, and their vibration just goes really down, really low, and then they spend all week bringing it back up. And then the next weekend they just bring it down, or, you know, and it's like they're always in this up and down thing instead of really ascending in their frequency and their ability to just really be alive, really,
you know,
be juicy.
As you're talking, Joffrey, something that I keep seeing as you're talking is that a lot of people, you know, when they're attempting to manifest something, they get so locked into the belief that I will be happy when.
Yeah.
It's like, I will be so happy.
Yeah.
My energy will skyrocket when I get the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then what happens is their energy drops. Because, you know, it's like until, and everything just starts constricting. And I was thinking about this the other day. It's like, you know, when I've had those magical moments in life where things have just literally come to my front door, mm-hmm. you know, where things have just, like, dropped right into my lap, what was I doing right before?
Mm.
And I wasn't fervently thinking about that.
Yeah.
I wasn't, like, my mind wasn't locked like a pit bull on having to get it or else I'm never going to be happy.
Right.
Where I was just enjoying my life.
Mm.
I wanted something. I thought, ooh, that would be fun, or I really need a new job. And then I just went about the business of loving my life.
Mm.
And when I was loving my life, and as you were talking, I thought, that was it. I was so in enjoyment and excitement, and I was inspired, and I wasn't postponing my happiness. And, you know, it's like, I'll be happy when I get the job. It was just a thought. Oh, it's time for me to blah, blah, blah. And then I'd just go about being really, really happy.
Mm-hmm.
And it would come in.
Yeah.
And I'm realizing as you're talking, myself included, I see so many people lock their minds like pit bulls. Okay, now I'm a manifester. Now I'm going to divinely manifest.
Yeah.
And it's like, why isn't it coming in? And it's because you're so like, are you enjoyed? No. Are you inspired? Are you excited?
Yeah.
You know, you look a little constricted. And I know that feeling. So it's like you're really just sort of opening up all the doors in my mind to, oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Just be joyful. Just be inspired.
Yeah. I see, like, things like money and, you know, physical objects that we receive as they're like gifts for being in that vibration.
Oh, there you go. That's,
the universe is, like, rewarding you.
That was great. Yes, that was great. That was a good
one. Say that again. You know what? That was really profound. Say that again because I want our listeners to get
that. When you're enjoying your life, like you're saying, and you're inspired and you're full of joy and love for life, it's like the universe wants to reward you, saying, you're doing a good job. You're on the right path.
Mm.
And so then it'll give you a gift, like a physical, it's like something real, tangible. It says, yeah, this is what I want. This is great. This is great.
Yes.
And it's like a reward.
Yeah.
Kind of like,
that.
You know, you give a kid you know, a kiss or a hug when they're good, or a cracker or whatever. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
Just throw in those M&Ms.
Yeah, here's some M&Ms.
It's just God behaviorally modifying us.
You know, and as we grow older, then our gifts get bigger. You know, we
yes.
want bigger things than just chocolate.
Yeah.
You know. For some people, I guess, stay at chocolate. I don't know.
That's a wonderful way to see it, though. That's exactly it. That
yeah. really is.
Exactly it.
So with that being said, you know, we obviously, what I get a lot from my coaching clients is, you know, how do you get rid of negative thoughts? And how do you, you know, if you're in a funky kind of depressed state or something happens, or, you know, there's even some of those days where, you know, even if you meditate and you do affirmations and you kind of do those kind of things to raise your vibration, then all of a sudden you just find yourself kind of, you know, something comes in where you're feeling low or you're feeling down. Maybe it's an emotion that hasn't gone away, that has